Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Thank You Jesus with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah! Yes, Lord! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Welcome to Thank You Jesus. Amen. You are blessed. Coming to the house to thank you, Jesus. Coming to the house to thank you, Jesus. Coming to the house to thank you, Jesus. You're blessed. Hallelujah. You are blessed. Amen. Somebody say, I am blessed. Yes, Lord. Lord, you reign. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for this blessed day. This is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice. Hallelujah. Somebody, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Let us just give 1 minute of praise to God Almighty. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. You reign and you are on the throne. Hallelujah. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are Alpha and Omega. You are the one and only. Hallelujah. Living God, you are the great I am. You are Karaboshiki Andarabasaya. You are Almighty. You are El Shaddai. You are Jehovah. You are Yahweh. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Reboshiki Andarabasando Robosoya. We did not come here for me. We came here for Jesus. Let us give him his Reboshiki Andaraya, his rightful praise. Amen. Let us, hallelujah, Rabba Shiki Andarabo Sokoroyo, we command our soul in this moment to bless the Lord. We bless you, God. Praise is a power that we have, Rabba Shiki Andaraya Rabo Sokorobasaya. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. You're worthy. We worship you, hallelujah. We worship you, hallelujah. We worship you, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, let us change. Let us change the atmosphere. The atmosphere is changed with our worship. Rabba Shiki Andarabo Sundo Robasaya. Thank you. Hallelujah. Rabba Shiki Andaraya. Change the atmosphere in your home. Hallelujah. Change the atmosphere in that room that you're in the vehicle that you're in. Hallelujah. Change the atmosphere with your praise. Hakaraboshia. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We worship in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. We worship and create an atmosphere. Atmosphere of hearing Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. God, oh, thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You're so good. You're so good. You are so good. How about this? How about one more minute? One more minute of pure praise. Amen. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to put it on a timer. I'm going to put a timer that we give him one solid good minute of pure praise, not cute praise, but a true praise. Amen. Let's just do it right now. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yerobo Shikia. We'll give you a wave offering. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yerobo Shikia. You are living. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yerobo Shikia and Rabasaya. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Lerobo Shikia and Rabasatoroyo. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah is our highest praise. Hallelujah. We applaud you. Stand in ovation unto you, O God. No one. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bow. We bow before your presence. Hallelujah. We bow. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord God, that we are at the throne. We are at your throne. We are at your feet. We wash our feet with our tears, our praise. In Jesus' name, it stopped. Y'all hear it? Y'all hear it? We ready. Shataya, thank you, Lord God. Yes, how about obedience? Mm-hmm. Someone say, I'm an obedient child. Yes, Lord, thank you. I'm an obedient child. Obedience is better than sacrifice. We practice being obedient in the little things, in the big things, in the middle things. Amen. What would he say? Just praise me for 1 minute. Obedient. We did it. Mm-hmm. In the little instructions. How are we going to follow in the big instructions, in those instructions that challenge our flesh, if we don't take the steps in the little things? Amen. Can be so simple as, oh, don't wear that today. Put on that blue shirt, put on that them jeans instead of that skirt or whatever. It's small. Take the freeway today. Don't take the streets. Take the streets today. Don't take the freeway. It's small. Mm-hmm. 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 That's right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. This is how we enter into our promises. Okay. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Lord is speaking to us today. Someone say, the Lord is speaking to me today. Yes. Yes. That's who's speaking today. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Decrease us so that you may be increased. We plead the blood of Jesus over this hour, over where we are. We speak life and life more abundantly. Thank you, Lord God, for sensitizing our ears to your word. Oh, yes. Grab a pen. Amen. Grab a piece of paper and whatever resonates with your spirit, whenever your spirit chimes. Yes, that's the Lord speaking to you. Write it down. I don't care what it looks like around you. Write down the promises. That's what the Lord just told me to tell you. And I'm obedient. Someone say, I'm obedient. Bow, 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 bow. Okay, so today we are going to be reading from 1 Samuel. Amen. So can we turn to 1 Samuel chapter 1? Thank you, Lord. Let's get into this. Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your word. The word, yes, hallelujah, changes. It's a change agent. The word is alive. It is powerful. Amen. Thank you, Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 1, and we're going to read a bit of this chapter. So if you will oblige me, let us read the word. We're going to read verse 2. Shatarabo sokorobo shikiyataraba sandereba saya. We're going to read verse 2, and then we're going to skip to verse 5 and read down from verse 5 all the way to verse 20. Yes, that's what we're reading. Okay, let's start. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We honor you. We praise you. We thank you. We recognize, what does your faith say? My faith says that this is what God is doing in my life now. My faith says that this word will manifest, that this word will take root and produce much fruit. My faith says this is. Verse 2. And he had two wives. Who is he? Elkanah. Amen. You can go in your own time and read the whole chapter. Hallelujah. But for the sake of time, this is what we're reading. And he had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other, Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. Verse 5. But unto Hannah he gave Who is he? Elkanah, her husband, gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. The Lord had shut up her womb. And her adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, Elkanah we're talking about, when she went up to the house of the Lord, she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then said Elkanah her husband to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but wilt give unto thy handmaid a man child, then I will give unto the Lord all, I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, no, my lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thy handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, let thy handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. Father God, thank you for your word. Thank you for speaking to us right now. This is an on-time word. This is a logos and a rhema word. Hallelujah. And we thank you for the promises manifested abundantly. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. The Lord says to us today, I'm remembering you. I'm remembering you. God gave, when as he and I, as he, I was sitting and listening and allowing the Holy Spirit to lead me in preparing of the message. And then I asked God, what is the title of the message today? What is the title? Because he didn't give me the title first. Hallelujah, somebody. And specifically, I heard, I'm remembering you. Amen. Someone say, and the Lord remembered me. Amen. And the Lord remembered me. Declare right now. And the Lord remembered me. Hallelujah. Reboshiki andara basato robashiki andaria. Declare it. Prophesy it. Profess it. Right name. Proclaim it right now. The Lord is remembering me. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. So first I want to look at Hannah. Amen. Because this this passage is about Hannah, hallelujah, and in her condition. Amen. We're met with Elkanah having two wives, and one had and one didn't have. Hallelujah. And Hannah is the one that did not have. Amen. And who is this word for and talking to where you do not have? Amen. You do not have even confidence. Hallelujah. You do not have the chutzpah. You do not have, you feel like you do not have the boldness. You do not have what it takes to do what God is telling you to do. You do not have the funds. You do not have. Amen. Hannah's condition was she did not have. Hallelujah. And so there's three aspects in which I want to look at Hannah from. The first is in relationship to others. Amen. Her relationship to others. She had a relationship with her sister wife. Hallelujah. She had a relationship, amen, with her husband. Hallelujah. And she had a relationship with God, but we're going to visit her relationship with God in a second. But concerning the others, in her relationship with others, hallelujah, with her sister wife and her husband, one, she was taunted. She was made fun of. Why? Because of a situation that God put her in. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the Lord shut her womb. Amen. So let us remember that there's some of us, hallelujah, some of us, God has led you into that place for reasons. Some, not everyone, hallelujah, somebody. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. And for those where it wasn't necessarily God that has you in that place, know that it is well because God is able. Hallelujah. God is able. He knows how to get you out. Thank you, Lord. So in her relationship with others, one, she was being taunted. She was being made fun of. She, her sister wife was not a sister wife, was an adversary, was an enemy. So she had an enemy. She was almost seen as less than. Hallelujah. She was lacking. Hallelujah. She was misunderstood. Hallelujah. When in respects to Eli, the priest Eli seeing her, he misunderstood where she was coming from. How many of us are can attest or relate to any of these conditions or situations that Hannah had concerning other people? Regarding with her husband, she could not be consoled. Amen, somebody. Because her condition was so grievous, so heavy. The Bible says that she could not eat, right? She had no appetite. So she's severely depressed. Amen. Who is going through a severe depression? Who is going through a dark time? Amen. Hallelujah. Be encouraged on this blessed day. In relationship with others, let us note that although Peninnah was making fun of her and talking crazy to her, the Bible nowhere tells me that she was Hannah was disrespectful. Hannah didn't stoop to her level. So this reveals a condition of who Hannah was in her heart as a person, being a woman of God. Hallelujah, someone. Mm-hmm. Let us take notes. that just because someone is being disrespectful, we don't have to respond the same way. Amen. We don't have to stoop to their level. We don't have to conform to the way that the world handles their business. Amen. Hallelujah. Hannah did not conform to the naturalness. Hallelujah. In relation to self, amen, she was bitter of soul. She had a bitterness of soul. She was sad. She was crying, hysterically crying. She had no appetite. Again, we said depressed, afflicted, lacking. Hallelujah. She was a woman that had an abundant complaint. What are you going through? Amen. What is it that has you feeling, has your countenance low? Where you don't feel like you have hope. Amen. You feel like it's happening for everybody else, but not you. You feel like you're still waiting and waiting for your turn. Hallelujah, someone. You're waiting for your increase. You're waiting for what to see what God put on the inside of you manifested fully. You're waiting on what God told you, what he showed you. You're waiting on, even if you don't realize that God told me this, God showed me this, but you receive the preview of it in your spirit. And it's articulated as a dream or as a desire. Hallelujah, someone. In relationship to God, amen, Hannah worshiped. Hannah prayed. She kept going to the place of the Lord even when her circumstances didn't change. It says year after year. Who am I talking to where it has been year after year? We are in, it's been 10 years, it's been 15 years, it's been 20 years. Amen. We are, it's been a long time. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hannah also kept her word. Amen. Hannah kept her word. Hannah brought her complaints to God. Hallelujah. Where are we bringing our complaints? It's nothing wrong with what God wants, a real genuine relationship with us, with you. Amen. So we bring it to him. He's the one that can change the situation. He's the one that can do something about it. Run away from the people. Hallelujah. It's no productivity. It's not healthy in that space, because it's like everybody complaining, everybody just negative, or beware of the friends that don't encourage you, don't truly help you to overcome, but kind of make you feel worse. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bring it all to God and watch God change that. Hallelujah. Bring your grief to God and watch God change it. Amen. The Bible says that Eli thought that she was drunken. Hallelujah. That tells me that even in the deepest of her grief, of her anguish, of her trouble, she didn't turn. Look at where she turned. She turned to God. He is the only one that can help us. Hallelujah. He may direct you, but he is the one that we turn to. We don't turn to our own tendencies. We don't turn to our flesh. We don't turn to what we feel like. Amen. We don't turn to even others. Hallelujah. Without first turning to God. We don't even turn to our husband or our wife or our children or our family members without first turning to God. It's interesting because Hannah's husband couldn't console her, but God could. So the Bible says that the Lord shut her womb. What has God shut? Who has God isolated you from? What is God doing in your life right now that we have to be ever so sensitive and careful not to stop and judge it and look at it and try to gauge it with our natural eyes, because we won't recognize it. His ways are not like our ways. Hello, someone. He shut her womb not for her misery, not for her suffering, but for his glory. Out of this situation came Samuel, who ministered before the Lord. Out of this situation, hallelujah, Rebo Shikiandara Basaya. This was in a time where having open visions and hearing from God, the Bible says that it was rare. So God's plan is greater, bigger, better than what we can ever ask, think, or imagine. So let us not get off of the ride. Let us not get off of the path, get off of the ride too soon. Hallelujah. Because it's like, oh, this don't make no sense. I don't know what's going on. I'm about to get off. This don't look right. We going through the alley. This is deserved it. I don't know. I'm having questions. No, stay the course. Do not give up on what God has placed in you. So then I ask, or what's inherent in when we read that God remembered is, well, did he forget? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. He did not forget. No. God is an all-knowing God, an omniscient God. The Bible says that he knows the very numbers of hairs that we have on our head. They are numbered by him. The Bible says that all the days ordained for me, hallelujah, were written in his book before one of them came to be. Shaya. This is why we just need to stay with him, stay in him. Again, the Bible says that he hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations. This is my proof, my confirmation that, oh, he hasn't forgotten me. The Bible says that he knows me by name. Hallelujah. I'm his creation. So your circumstance, your condition, your cries of sorrow, of grief can make you feel like you've been forgotten. But even if you feel like it now, hear the word of the Lord. You are not forgotten. You are closer than you realize. Closer to that peace. Closer to that love. Closer to that marriage. Closer to that breakthrough. Closer to that healing. Closer to that deliverance. Hallelujah. So what does it mean for God to remember you? One, it means that God is calling your name. It means that it's your time. It's now. With Joseph in Genesis 41 and 9, the cupbearer remembered, right, in that time when it was time for him to remember. We're not looking at man, because man, yes, we forget all day. But how about when the Holy Spirit causes someone to remember, then we're going to remember. May the Lord bless your memory. Hallelujah. It means that it's your time. It's now. He remembered Joseph, and they called Joseph, calling your name. They called Joseph, and Joseph went from zero. He went from, I even say, the negative. He went, God is bringing somebody out the negative. God is causing you to be sufficient in all things, in your finances. And he took him from in the negative to from obscurity to the most humble position, humble place, where people easily look down on him, to setting him head. Hello, you're going from the tail to the head. Someone say, I'm going from the tail to the head. I'm going from last to first. Amen. It means when God remembers us, it means that the attention is on you, that the focus is on you and on your need, that God is supplying your needs according to his riches and glory. God is handling it. He is the one He has now set his focus on you specifically. God wants me to tell some people, get used to attention, good attention. Run away from the negative attention, the bad attention. Stop seeking attention. And seek the Lord Almighty. Let us humble ourselves to Christ Jesus and not allow pride to lead us and dictate which way we should go and what we should do and what we're hungry for. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, I'm going to keep going. What does it mean for God? Someone say, what does it mean for God to remember me? It means that God is now acting on your behalf. He is acting on my behalf. Someone say, he is acting on my behalf. He is doing on my behalf. He is moving mightily for me. The things giving me what my resume couldn't get me, giving me, doing for me. In a day, what took people a year to do. He is doing the supernatural. He is doing the miraculous. Hallelujah. What does it mean for God to remember you? It means that it's now a time where he's manifesting his word. His glory is manifested in your life. It's tangible in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says that she named him Samuel because she asked the Lord for him. So now she's touching her prayer. She's holding her prayer. She's nursing her prayer. Oh, God is saying that we are about to be touching, smelling, feeling, and he's already started to our prayers. How about the prayers that we didn't pray? How about the things that we didn't know to ask for? It means when God remembers us that it's an atmosphere of miracles, signs, and wonders. God remembered Noah, amen, and all those that was living inside the ark, amen, after 150 days of the flood. He remembered them and started to cause those floods to recede. What did Noah do? Nothing, but just say yes to God. God doesn't need, and he was saying this last week, God doesn't need your help. He needs your yes. God remembered Rachel. The Bible says in Genesis 30 and 22, and God hearkened to her and opened her womb. What is God opening in our lives? May God open those doors close to your opportunities, the doors close to your destiny, your career, your purpose. May the doors open and may you just say yes and no. Listen, if God, Lord, you open this to me, I can do it. I'm going to do it until I see I can do it. I trust you and not me. Because the me that I see is not the full me that I'm going to come to know. Yes. I don't care what your age is. I don't care what your color is. I don't care what the status of you are that you can write down. Oh, African American, female, this, that, that, age, this, that. No, it doesn't matter. If God says now, it's now. You're not too late. He's on time. This is now. Now is your time. Now is your time. God heard the groanings. Let's look and see where God remembered. God heard their groanings, and he remembered his covenant with Abraham and with Isaac and with Jacob. Who is their groanings? The children of Israel. Hallelujah. In Exodus 2 and 24, and he single-handedly led them out of Egypt. After playing with Pharaoh and letting Pharaoh know who he is. Some of this is like God, it's like, no, because they're going to know who I am. He positioned you so that all believers, non-believers, whoever they are, know that he is Lord. Yes, don't be afraid of your boss. Don't be afraid and timid by people. It's time we be bold in Christ Jesus. He's the one that can save our soul. He's the one. It's time for us to step out of timidity. We are children of the Most High God. And the Lord remembered Hannah. Amen. So in his time, when he remembers, it's like, oh, it's time. It's going down. It's going down in my favor. Someone say, it's going down in my favor. God is showing out in my favor. It's my time now. What happens when God remembers us? He turns your tears of sorrow to tears of joy, to tears, to laughter. Sarah in Genesis 21 and 6 said, God hath made me to laugh so that all that hear will laugh with me. Who was Sarah? Sarah in her old age, amen, God said, this is what the Bible says, in her old age that her womb was dead, right? Due to old age. God said, that's a lie. The truth is you shall bear a son. Mm-hmm. And so now she's saying, God made me to laugh. That's what Isaac means, laughter. God is making you laugh. Hallelujah, someone. God is not only making you laugh. He said, and she said, laugh with me, not laugh at me. He's changing that around. They about to be in your face. Now those that hate it is like, oh, you know, can we go to lunch? Can we hang out? Can we? Uh-huh. God's flipping it. Flipping it, changing it around. That's what happens when God remembers us. It's a 180. You go from having a bitter soul or a heavy soul to a restored soul, to a light soul. You go from having a grieved heart, a heavy heart, to a rejoicing heart. Amen. You go from things being shut and closed and you not being able to move and not being able to flow, amen, to it being open and you having access. You go from the impossible to the possible. Hallelujah. When God remembers us. Amen. We go from asking and waiting to having. Amen. Hallelujah. We go from bondage to freedom, lack to abundance, barrenness to a fertileness. Amen, someone. Hallelujah. We go from empty to full, overflowing. Someone says, my cup overfloweth. Yes, this is what God is doing, is changing it around to work in my favor. You go from sick to being healthy. God is healing. I declare and decree that by his stripes you are healed. You will, in this 2020, walk whole, well, in the name of mighty Jesus. You go from not gonna make it to you made it. How many came out to stepped out on faith following your dreams? Oh, you gonna make it. Go from wanting to be on set to being on set. Hallelujah. Rebo shiki andrea. You go from being fearful and insecure to bold and confident. Yes, when God remembers, something just clicks. You go from praying to praising. Yes, we are always to pray, hallelujah. But that prayer of Lord, please and do this, it goes to hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's done. Oh, and God is saying, even right now, once you asked, if you asked for the thing, change that prayer now to now thanking him. I thank you, Lord, that it is done. I thank you that you heard me. I thank you, Lord God, for you directing and showing me where it is because it exists. I thank you for filling up my bank accounts. I thank you for the opportunity. I thank you for the interview and that for the favor. I thank you that I'm on the other side and I'm in the office, that I'm on the set. I thank you that I'm in the marriage now. Hallelujah. Thank him from the thing being done. Because he knew that you was going to pray and ask for this thing before you even did. When you were in that other city, in that other town, before you even got here and knew and came to know that you needed this, whatever your need is, he knew. What happens when God remembers us? Favor is what happens, and radical transformation is what happens, and double for your shame is what happens, and upgrade is what happens, and help and provision and promise, and you being in the land flowing with milk and honey is what happens. And what happens is he removes the reproach, amen, the disgrace. You are forgiven, amen. And God, right now, deal with that guilt-stricken spirit. We cancel that. The Lord forgives you. Yes, hallelujah. We thank you for freedom. Amen, hallelujah. You have, stop dipping into the past. Stop recounting the past things. Let it go and look forward. Ahead is where your gifts are. Ahead is where your promises are. Ahead is where your blessings are. Ahead of you. When he remembers us, we see his glory. We see his face. Hallelujah. We see him. We see miracles, signs, and wonders. We experience miracles, signs, and wonders. When he remembers us, there's a before and after, to the point the upgrade is so beautiful and so great that you're unrecognizable. There was a before and after with Hannah. Before, she wept and she didn't eat, and her heart was grieved, and she had a sorrowful spirit, a bitterness of soul. Amen. Every time I say this bitterness now, it's being articulated in a different way. Those who are bitter right now, bitter because something didn't happen for you the way you thought it should have happened, and bitter because you weren't considered, and bitter because you were mistreated, and bitter because it's not fair. And Rebo Shiki Andarabasatria, bring that to the Lord, amen, so that he can clean that out and empty that out, so he can fill you up, hallelujah, rabashataraya, with his love and with goodness, that you are free, amen, to receive the things that he has for you that you didn't even ask, think, or imagine, the things that he has for you that eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, hallelujah. Bitterness will have us in the gutter. Ooh, shaya rabo siki andarabasato, reba kandaraya. So what does the Lord say to you on this day? He says, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. May he grant the petition. He is granting the petition that you have asked of him. Thank you, Lord. We see that when Eli spoke that word to Hannah, her response was that of receiving it. And the Bible says that she went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. When he spoke that, was it done then? Yes. Did she have her son in her hand, in her physical hand? Not yet, but she had it in her spirit hand. She received it with her spiritual hand. She received it on the inside of her. She wasn't like, well, I don't see it, and I don't know what's going to happen, and how long is it going to take, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. No. She wasn't in her flesh and received it. She was in her faith and received it in her faith. Hallelujah. Receive in faith now and know and see it. So now when you go from as we part, hallelujah, but you not part from him. Now is, Lord, I thank you that it's done. I have peace that it's done. You're doing it mightily. God is blessing someone with resources, revenue to be able to move. Hallelujah. He's opening up, and it's where he is settling you. Hallelujah. Rabo shiki anda basandoro yo. Thank you, Lord God. So as the man of God told Hannah, to go in peace, your petition is granted. Hannah now had about 10 verses down. She now says something. And what she said in 1 Samuel 1 and 27 is, "For this child I prayed." Now she had it. "For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked for." You about to have Samuel's, right? Because what did she say? Samuel, it means what? Samuel, she said, she named him Samuel because I have asked him of the Lord. You about to see Samuels all up through in through your life. Samuel in your bank account. Ooh, let me check my bank account. Samuel. And Samuel in your home, Samuel in your relationship, hallelujah, Samuel popping up out of nowhere. Oh, Samuel. Ooh, Boaz. Yes, Boaz. Amen, hallelujah. Samuel popping up in your career. Yes, Samuel. Ooh, whatever your purpose in your career is, may the Lord start to, may he ignite that fire and turn it up, and may it be may it be evident that all can see. Hallelujah. Samuel in your peace, Samuel in your joy. And then people are looking like, why are you so joyful? Or how are you so light and peace? In the midst of Samuel. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Someone say, thank you, Lord. Because this is what God is doing. God is remembering me. Hallelujah. God is remembering me supernaturally. Not ordinarily, extraordinarily. Why? It's a time I've been saying since 2020. This is a year of Yahweh. They all need to know that he is Lord. This is why it can be ordinary, because, well, oh yeah, I can see how you got that, because you worked your way up to God's, God's promoting and skipping levels to the point where it's like, how did you get here? That doesn't make sense. That never happens. This is what God is doing. This is what we need to believe. Yes. Experience his peace that surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. Experience his high. Let him take us high. As we exalt him, he exalts us. Hallelujah. May purpose wake up. Hallelujah. May life, his life, resuscitate our life and resuscitate us. May financial opportunities of purpose and increase flow in the name of Jesus. May I stand in agreement that whatever you believe in God for, I agree according to his will. I agree. The Bible says when two agree on anything, it shall be done. According to his will, I agree. May it be done. May it be done now. Amen. May it be done this week. Hallelujah. Robo Shuya. It's time that we use our faith. We walk in our power. We walk in our authority. Every single day we should be using our faith. That is our key. That is our ticket. Peter's faith had him walking on water. Your faith will have you doing the impossible. Your faith will have you, Rabba Shiki Andaraya, because that is the connecting point with God Almighty. Hallelujah, someone. Hallelujah! Woo! Thank you, Jesus! My time is now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, Rabbo Shia, for divine protection. Thank you for covering. Thank you for your blood. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus, Rabbo Shotaraya, Rabba Kandiri, Rabbo Shotoroyo, over us and everyone that is watching, that has a lukewarm relationship with you, God, may it ignite and be on fire. Those who don't know you, may they come to know, may they submit. the ones that you've been calling and nudging, may they submit to you and say yes to you. Hallelujah. And all you have to do is say, Jesus, I say yes to you. I make you Lord of my life. Forgive me for my sins. You are my King. Hallelujah. And I walk with you in the name of Jesus. Listen, this week, be blessed and know, use your faith. Remember what God said. Remember what he said to you. That he is remembering you, that it is your time now, that it is your season now, that he is giving you double, that he's making up for all the time, everything that you did. He's seen all the prayers. He's seen your fasting. He's seen your work in the spirit. Amen. And it's your time. The pay is real according to Christ Jesus. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance toward you, and give you his peace. Yavarekeka Adonai Veish. Merecha, Yaer Adonai Panavalacha, Bikonecha, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha, Beyasim Lacha, Shalom, Shalom, Shalom. God bless you. The Lord loves you abundantly and be great. Walk by faith. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.